Action Park Media.
Check, check, check. There you go.
Check.
Oh,
wow. Hey.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Check, check, check. Yeah, I'm good. Okay. Dave, how is everything looking back there?
It's good. Give us a thumbs up.
Okay.
You're out of breath?
Sorry.
No.
He stopped breathing. I said, are you out of breath? He goes, no.
He runs around at the last second.
Scotty,
let me just make sure there's volume.
You sent me a clip, a screenshot of a fan who sent you a DM.
Yeah, I did.
Talking about how
you're not very nice to Scotty.
I'm not nice to Scotty.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just address this first of all.
Can I counter before you go? It wasn't really about you being mean to me. It was about you like appreciating my hustle.
That's not how I read it.
No. Not how I read it either, actually.
That's what he said.
I think he appreciated it, but he did take a shot at Sean for being a little aggressive with you.
Yeah, you are a little aggressive with me.
And but was that why you sent us it? Was it for that portion of it?
No, I mean, I just sent it because I thought it was funny.
There wasn't a psyop involved with
Zero
it?
Zero psyop. No.
So you
By
didn't
the way,
want...
that might have been a psyop.
No, it was not.
So you didn't want me to feel any guilt or shame from that?
No, I figured you would just fire back at me.
Because he's such a victim. Look at how sad.
I'm not playing a victim. I am not the victim.
I just figured you'd shoot back at me, so I'll just sit here.
No, I'll shoot back as in, like, tell me to fuck off.
And also your volume, you're speaking with, like, a hushed tone.
You're speaking in hushed tones? Is this a new character?
Why are you guys attacking me?
Let's get a mic check here. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Quick shift.
Episode
47.
Quick shift pod.
At quick shift pod. Roman Hammerlick.
I believe we said that the other day. That's fine. I'm going to say Andrew McDonald.
Okay, there you go. Tory Krug.
Tory Krug.
Yeah. Maybe heading back to Boston.
A lot of trades happening.
A lot of trades. We're going to get into that.
Yeah,
a lot of trades. Well, you guys really did a number on me with this one, okay? Because
the award show in Nashville?
The award show in Nashville. And a few things that I would like to address. First of all, I saw our buddy Scotty Upshaw. Now, what happens when you're done playing is your body starts to morph. Unless you become a martial artist, like you lose...
Upshaw's still in good shape, though.
He's still in great shape, okay? He's not in playing shape.
Well, he doesn't play.
Okay, but this is where I'm going with this.
Right.
Those pants are way too tight.
Right.
All
right.
They're now, tight. Is he not in playing shape? And if he was in playing shape, would those pants fit? And has he not just realized that he's not in playing shape anymore?
You think he had those when he was playing? I'm going to guess they're a brand new pair of pants bought for this occasion.
I mean, they're white pants. White pants go bad pretty quick.
Have you ever seen a man wear tighter white pants?
I mean, you can see the contents of his pockets.
I mean, I don't know if we're talking about how tight they are if they're black jeans.
He'll
get away with it. Yeah, I mean,
that's true.
Sticks out
that's
like
a fair point. If it was black, we wouldn't even be talking about it. Are you mad at the purple jacket?
It's just is it a play on Vegas? Was it a vibe choice?
No, it's not Vegas. It's Nashville. Is it country?
Christ.
Is that country? Has that got a country vibe to it?
No, it doesn't. No, it's a wild choice.
I'm going to say he put that together by himself.
Now, I know for a fact that Scotty did attend Bonnaroo, so he's a real shyster because
he's
worked.
He's a Wookiee, right?
He's a Wookiee. He worked it out so that he went to Bonnaroo, but also.
And then he parlays that into Nashville.
Into Nashville.
Two for one? It's
a 45 minute drive from one place to the other.
Boom.
So
go to Bonnaroo, let it settle for a couple days at the resort, maybe take a couple steams after Bonnaroo. And then off to the NHL Awards.
Now, I will say, by the looks of Scotty, it looked like he rolled right from Bonnaroo into...
You think he played through? No way.
Are you going to play it?
Yeah, I will. But Bonnaroo's Tennessee, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was there. It was
a
45-minute drive.
Oh, it's in state.
Right. Yeah, so
it was all planned.
Yeah.
But he looks like he's coming off a bender. And that he had to dig deep. And maybe the...
He dug deep, bro. They were out there for... Just standing out there in the room.
That's 100,000 people.
It's
a
lot.
In a fucking field. And
no, I'm talking about here. This is not an easy gig.
Well, no, no, not
after stand up with a microphone. Yeah. Now you're saying not after a bender.
Not after a bender, but are we going
to
play it?
Yeah,
because
yeah,
it was a long show. Well, this is we're
right,
sitting
right,
here
right.
watching
I,
it. Well,
yeah, it's we have to listen to it when I hit play. But just two quick things. One, like, why match the shoes to the shirt? Shouldn't he go white shoes with white pants or no? I'm just asking because it helped me dress.
It's an optical illusion, and like right now, I don't even know if he has feet because those pants are so white. Right?
I mean, how many checkpoints do you think he cleared? You know, like, didn't somebody say, you think he had to tell people, yo, I'm wearing this outfit and that's it?
No one called him on it? I feel that's like, you know, hockey players
no,
chirp each other.
There's
like,
no way Shane didn't say something.
Had to have, right?
I don't think
but it might have been too
time.
Late.
Yeah. Might have I been think too they late. Saw it live on YouTube, and it's too late. I mean, where's he going to go? Once you walk from the hotel to the arena, and you're in those pants? Yeah.
So you're thinking the heat came later.
Yeah.
Do you think at some point during the broadcast, he started
his phone was exploding. And I don't know if that's his phone in his front pocket.
It might be his phone in his front pocket or something.
Yeah. All right. Before I hit
Could
play,
be
I just
some,
want to
mouth
shout
boomers.
Out Puck Cups. Dude.
Yeah.
Puck Cups. Us some mugs. We're always in need of glasses here at Action Parks.
So by the way, it's true.
I appreciate.
By the way,
talk cups.
About a free ad read that we
yeah,
gave these
totally,
guys. This
totally.
Is a no money ad read.
No
they
money.
Just gave us these
yep,
things.
Just gave them. For
and
free.
By the way, this
they
is how they
as a
did
coaster.
It. You know what else? That's how it is.
But I can take this and use this on it. This is a regulation
glass
that I could take
in the Tesla.
Take this home.
Yeah.
No, but at home you could.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you could get
Puck
away
Cups.
With it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Good. Good.
Good for them. Congratulations.
Okay. Puckcups.com.
Yeah. I mean, Kev, you want to tee this
well,
up?
We were sitting there and we were like, oh, okay, it's the pre-show. And Scotty, we were watching it for 60 seconds before Anders Lee walked
yeah,
up.
Not even.
Literally just turned it on and listened to this. Now, it's late in the day. Yeah. Might have had a couple of hits off the oney and maybe a Johnny, but this was very surreal. So listen to this.
This one when you see
I have
the
circled this one.
Yeah.
With my boy Cons.
Yeah, there we go.
Have you seen Connolly lately? What's Connolly up to?
I don't know. He's probably doing well.
Yeah, he went to Vegas, so he saw the cup give out in Vegas. We're talking about Kevin Connolly here.
Oh,
he's a big,
yes,
big
yes.
Islanders supporter.
Yes, Mr.
I mean,
Entourage.
You know, he's probably going to give out the jersey to the draft pick, maybe. He's done that once or twice.
He has done that. We've caught up with him every once in a while when we're out of his way and snagged
legend.
There, but like, yeah.
He's a little.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Well, tell
no,
you.
No, he was playing coy.
Anders keeps
his cards tight to the chest.
Well, yeah, and also Anders.
I like it.
On Anders' trips to L.A., he conducts himself as the captain. He gets up and walks out, and it's fucking lights out. He ain't missing bed check, bro. This guy goes about his business the right way, and there's a reason why he's got that C on his jersey. He didn't do. In fact. He could have fucking given a little extra in L.A. as far as I was concerned. He went right home.
Right, but that's what you want in your leader, right?
That's why he's the captain.
Yeah.
You can see he's got a little devilish grin. It's like he knows what's going on.
I also sat across from him at Matt Martin's wedding.
Yeah.
And he's just a serious dude, by the way. His
no
shirt never came off.
He kept his shirt on.
Fucking right.
Can we please show the picture at some point of the shirt?
He
Mitch
also
Marner.
Said he thought he had a... Sorry, Sean, go ahead.
Why was Mitch Marner at that wedding, by the way? What
Marner,
was the connection?
Him and Matt Martin are tight.
Oh.
Matt, remember, Matt played in
Oh, Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto.
Yes, you're right.
You also thought he had a lip boomer in during that interview.
Don't a lot of those guys do that? I don't know. Did he have a lip boomer?
It kind
of
looked like
For
it.
Sure, he did. One of those guys did.
Yeah.
I think Scotty Upshaw
he might have had some lip boomers.
He was a little zippy.
He was zippy.
There's a little zip to
Well,
him.
He was out there for it, bro. They hung him out there and that way out there for an hour with a microphone.
And why the blazer? Just go black t-shirt. If you want to do it and do it right, at least you're in Nashville, okay? White jeans, black t-shirt, black boots.
But let's give credit where credit is due. He said, this is a sick outfit. Period, end of story. And this is the outfit that I'm wearing.
Yeah.
And that's all there is, right? I mean, I don't think he gives a shit. I'm going to bet he would double down on that outfit. Come on, we've been talking about this guy's pants for the last half hour.
I would have maybe a bolo tie if he wanted to get real unique with it.
It's gotten
Nashville?
A lot of...
You know what a bolo is?
But it was still clean. It was just the colors. The colors were what were risky.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Bolo.
Yeah, a bolo tie.
I thought that was some weird sex act where
you guys
choke
don't
yourselves
know.
When you're... when you're like masturbating.
Autoerotic asphyxia.
Yeah, I think there's some sort of
that's what it's called.
Thing.
Autoerotic asphyxia. Yeah.
No, that was not
you
what
into
I was
that.
Referring
you
to.
Did that
sound?
Oh, yeah. Here
what
we
are
go.
You? By the way, what are you guys talking about?
I mean, I have no
I don't
idea
know where he
how'd
went.
That come up?
I don't know.
Say? I said if he wanted to get unique, he could have mixed in a bolo tie, which is like a country music tie.
I think he looked and said, "This is a sick outfit," and anybody that disagrees with me just doesn't know what they're talking about.
I agree.
I know he doubles down.
All right. Well, it was quite the intro into the awards. The awards super boring.
Yeah.
How can they ever not be? I've done it a few times. It's just not.
You gave up on it.
Yeah, they got mad at me because not mad at me, but I didn't want to make some joke or something. Yeah. I think I annoyed somebody.
You vetoed some a point. Joke.
Yeah, and I also my other and this is terrible, but I could tell the story. I think I might have said it somewhere before, and. We talked about this. Do you ever have, like, when you're up in front of a crowd, have, like, a little bit of an out-of-body experience? You're, like, sort of watching yourself. Granted, I was probably out till 5 o'clock in the morning, which did not help matters. But I'm up there presenting the Norris Trophy, right? Now, whatever, it's the commercials. So I know
that's a big trophy.
I know that Zdeno Chara has won the trophy, right? And I'm looking at him going, like, this is brutal, bro. He's really tall.
Oh, God.
And then I caught myself, and I had this whole conversation in my mind while he was walking up. I was going, how dare you? How selfish of you to have that thought. And all the work that this guy's put into this. This is all running
you
through
my head.
You
shamed yourself?
I shamed myself
instantly.
It's
not about you, Kevin.
Just to get yourself back into it?
I just was like, why
make
would,
sure I present.
I felt guilty that I had the thought. Like,
well, it's also, who
chose it? By the
way,
the picture's ridiculous. What?
Yeah, like who was the back end who said, let's have Connolly?
Oh, I don't know. Listen, I will tell you, I said, and again, the show was on the air.
And you're a Lady Bing guy.
No,
I would rather.
No. I said, I want to present one of the big dogs.
Okay.
Did you think about going rogue and giving it to someone else?
No, I was saying, like, I think he was so obvious that he was going to win, but I had laid eyes on him, and I just couldn't believe how big
how
he
was. How big
was
he?
Gigantic. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure
when
there's humiliating pictures of him. Yeah.
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 Well, McDavid, obviously, the no-brainer for the heart.
Right.
The other two are Pastrnak, and who was the third guy?
Kachuk.
Kachuk, that's right. Yeah. Pasta got one first-place vote. God,
sure,
no,
that guy
God,
was from Boston.
It had to have been. I don't know. Who would vote for him?
It's that fat guy that I sometimes fight with on Twitter. I don't know his name.
By the way, Kev, you got into a little Twitter battle the other night.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was sports spirited.
Yes. Right. There's, that's
and
fine.
By the way, there's a difference.
Absolutely.
When you're like, you know, battling about politics and like, I voted Toffoli to the island. Uh-huh. That's it. I threw it up there. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. You're a man. You're a fan.
I'm a fan. I can.
You're allowed to fucking
throw something out there.
Live
maybe
it.
Get something mixed up.
Yeah. So, McDavid, okay, guys, great. This is great.
McDavid.
Win as many Conn Smythe trophies as you want.
Who's got
heart,
the,
heart trophies,
who's
whatever.
Who's got the most? Gretzky's got nine, right?
Right.
Nine hearts or something?
It's now, hearts. Gretz also has multiple Stanley Cups, four or five, I'm not sure.
And
maybe.
He also won the Rocket, right? The
right.
Rocket Richard?
Yeah, great. I guess my point is that who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Honestly, who gives a fuck?
I do.
You do?
What?
I would... Come on, bro.
Well, I mean,
throw a fucking heart on the couple hearts on the wall.
Right, but if you're not winning, Kev,
I understand that, but it's not nothing.
No, my Bruins walked away with a lot of hardware last night. I didn't give a fuck.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't.
I don't.
I agree.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, so
it's okay for that. I think it's okay for Conor McGregor to take a bow and accept the Hart Trophy just because they didn't win the Stanley Cup.
Conor McGregor.
Not McDavid.
Oh, well, we were talking about Conor,
oh,
the Ultimate
UFC,
Fighter.
This guy's a superstar. Get this guy back in the ring.
Yeah.
What the fuck's going on?
I agree.
And this guy had the most incredible. Come on. This is the biggest no brainer.
Yeah,
well, maybe
I agree.
You want to present the Norris on Quick Shift Podcast?
Yes,
here.
The Norris. Carlson.
Mm-hmm. And
who
the,
knew?
The problem is like, man, this is it haunts you. You make too much money in some situations, and now he can't be moved.
Who, Carlson? So he's stuck in San
Jose. Stuck in San Jose.
Yeah, there's
this
ways,
guy's
bro.
Like the resurgence. This guy is what a monster. This
what
guy
do you,
is.
What do you make of something like that? So he got that. He had that injury, right? They did some. He had a pretty big surgery on his leg or something. Am I crazy?
Yeah, no, he. So there was an injury component about it.
I think
but,
he sat out a year, didn't he?
But I also think it's a vibe thing with Carlson. It's a real. Do you have the picture of Willie Nylander?
I don't have it in.
I mean,
here,
he just
had an
incredible season.
Yeah.
Can he follow that up?
Did Kev see the Willie Nylander photo?
I think I sent it to both of you, yeah.
All right, so Willie Nylander is living his best life somewhere beautiful, Stockholm, or. Mm-hmm. And he looks so cool.
He thought it was good.
He looks as hip as you can get.
Yeah, he can get away with it because
he's young.
He's a European.
He's a professional athlete.
Yeah.
All right.
You're saying there's no way they can get rid of this guy?
I'm saying that I think Carlson had a rejuvenation, like, in a vibe thing. And no, they can't get rid of him.
Like, maybe he's doing jiu-jitsu or something.
Like, there's something happening with him.
Something happened. He got, like, spiritual. He's meditating.
He's also a big lip boomer guy.
Nobody,
big lip
boomer? Nobody chews more tobacco or has bigger lip boomers in than Carlson.
Yeah.
Ever in the history of maybe the NHL, for sure, I'll put him up against the old school baseball guys.
Yeah.
By the way, how about this guy won the Vezina?
Yeah.
Your boy, Omar.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know him.
What?
I don't know him.
He had a great season.
Yeah.
He had a great season. But,
he came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But it's great.
Again, we lost in the first round. So, like.
So would you rather have a guy like Bobrovsky who didn't have a great season?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather have a guy like this guy? What's his name? Ullmark?
Ullmark. No, you'd rather have the good season and, you know, maybe trade him away in a couple years and get some good parts.
And this is what I was also going to say. Sorokin finished second. And shout out Michael Lerman, if you're watching this. He sent a bottle of Johnny Green. We had bet before the season.
He already paid it.
Card. Yep. The bottle was there with the card that said, you know, I always pay my bets. I always, you know, Michael Larman.
That's how he rolls. Yep. Rinkside. Larman's not. He's not an amateur.
No, he's not.
It's not his first battle.
I forgot what the bet was.
Right.
He could have sent me like a piece of bubble gum, and I would have been like, "Oh, great! You're really a man of your word."
I love
bottle
it.
Of Green. What a treat!
Yeah. I love it.
Also, just to go back real quick, the Norris, the other contenders were Adam Fox and Cale Makar.
Adam Fox is from Long Island.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. Where?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he's a Roslyn kid.
Maybe.
I think they have a good program in Roslyn.
I mean, he's a superstar.
Matty Beniers,
yep.
I saw some of his interviews. Quite nerdy.
Quite nerdy, yeah. I mean, he's a Michigan guy. He's smart.
Getting a feel for it.
Both of his parents, I think, are doctors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's super smart.
He's an academic.
Yeah,
that's what they say.
Yeah,
he's probably getting a feel for it. Oh, academics are good.
Yeah. Did he go to the University of Michigan?
He did.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So he's
He's also a communist. Which is great if he's in Seattle.
That must make him a communist.
Right, yeah,
of course, he's a communist. What, if he is in some region that you disapprove of, that would make him a communist.
By the way, the coup wasn't much of a coup. It was a guy that was trying to go to Moscow to save his friend, a.k.a. Putin, and he wanted to make a statement. He rolled out of the assembly with a few tanks, and they marched down the street.
Yeah.
It wasn't a coup.
Yeah.
All right, American media, say what you will, but it wasn't.
I have a man crush on Bergeron.
Yeah?
The ultimate captain.
Right. Bergie.
Yep.
Did he retire?
That's the kind of captain you want to be.
No, so Kevin
he won the Selke.
Yeah, we were talking about this before you came in, and we'll get into the trades, I believe, after this. But
this is not in the package because it just happened.
It just happened.
Lucic is going back to Boston.
Right.
Big Lucic.
So you would think the boys are gonna run one more.
Run it back one more time with Bergeron.
One more.
Bergeron, Marchand, Lucic.
You know what? Go for
Krejci.
It. Go for it.
Yeah. I love it.
People of Boston are happy today with Big Luch.
I got to imagine they love
it. They love Big Luch.
I'm sure.
Ecstatic.
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 How could you not be ecstatic? The guy is just as mean as a snake. That's all there is to it. And you are not immune just because you're not a hockey player or an actor.
No.
You could get the look in the middle of the night. And he put it on you? And he could go, what are you looking at?
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? We came here together. What am I not looking at anything? Luch is the best, but he's like, bro, he don't mess around.
I'll toss it in, but have you ever seen the clip of like Zegras gives him a little slash and then Lucci goes after him and it's like a child at elementary school.
Zegras shit himself?
I'm sure.
Wow. Listen,
by the way,
he's
the guy you want in the playoff battle when you got to send a couple messages, right?
Yeah.
The guys you're talking about,
yeah.
Sean.
Yeah, you got to build that depth.
Yeah.
Nice little speech from this guy saying, you know, I had a problem. I was on the booze too much. I got fired, and my new team, they saved me.
I didn't hear the speech.
Yeah, I didn't hear the speech.
Jim Montgomery got fired in whatever team he was before the team he plays for now. It was a nice speech. You should see it.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Maximum salary.
Yeah.
16.7 AAV.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So that
so the cap's
that's
going up?
Crazy.
Yeah. It goes out to like 8 years, $122 million.
The cap's got to go up.
It's up. If this is the number, it's up.
Yep.
So a
pray
max
for us
deal.
Matthews.
A max
16,
is 16 times 8.
Yeah.
What's the math on that?
122.
16.7 times 8 is 122.
122 million.
Who's going to get be the first one to get that? Austin, right?
Exactly.
So that's fully guaranteed. Like, what people don't realize, that's not football money. Uh-huh. You know, football money's monopoly money.
That's why football money's, it's all about the signing bonus.
Right. But these guys, that's guaranteed. You sign on that dotted line, unless you kill somebody, you're fine.
Latin basketball, baseball too.
Well, there's a bunch of players who are like still getting paid. Like
there's guys on the Detroit Red Wing 2002 team that are still getting deferred money.
Yeah.
DiPietro still gets paid. Exactly. I think Yashin might still get paid.
Big Yash. Big Yash.
I mean, the Mets still pay Bobby Bonilla.
Right.
Yeah. I love that day. When is
great
that?
Great deal. July 1st.
July 1st.
What do they do?
He cut some kind of a back deal where he got $1 million till 20.
The end of time.
And it's July 1st.
July 1st,
he gets the money.
$1 million check every July 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's guaranteed to where, like, he can take out money against that.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Yeah.
It's called Bobby Bonilla Day.
You could sell
that. You could sell it, yeah. Dude, I'm going to sell you my first round 2025 million dollar. Yeah. Right? You really could. It's crazy.
Back to Boston. They ship away Hall and Foligno for Mitchell and Rugula.
Taylor Hall joining
Mr. Bedard.
Bedard.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Taylor Hall's good, man. That's
former
all
Hart winner in Hall, and he had a hell of a year. Got hurt at the end there, but he had a good year.
Taylor Hall. He's a good hockey player.
I mean, listen.
Is that your running buddy? Is that your boy?
I don't know Taylor Hall. No.
Oh, I thought you played with him.
Oh, Seguin.
Oh, Seguin.
Seguin.
Yeah.
Segway.
Yeah.
Listen, Taylor Hall's getting traded. Okay.
Mm-hmm. How about
Taylor Hall's not the guy that he used to be. This Pierre-Luc Dubois. This is a bad trade for LA.
I think so too.
All right. This is a bad trade for Velarde. I like Velarde's game. I follow.
Dude,
I mean, you guys just went on
a stud, man.
I like this. That is a terrible trade.
Yeah.
And that's Rob Blake banking on Pierre-Luc Dubois actually becoming a superstar. They're still so mesmerized by the upside.
What, the one guy shining?
The five tools.
What are the five tools? Yeah,
guy can hit, field, throw, has a good-looking girlfriend, and has baseball IQ.
I'm a little lost here.
Those are the five tools that are associated with baseball. You ever see Moneyball?
I have.
Guy's got five tools.
Okay.
He's a five-tool recruit. Yeah. Okay.
But the hockey version.
Right.
But the hockey version is Pierre-Luc Dubois, who has them, but we've now given him 6 years or 8 years to try and find them, and it's just he's not finding them.
But with hockey, what is it like? You can hit, you're big.
Oh, that's what you're asking? Okay, you can skate.
Yeah.
You can shoot.
Mm-hmm. You
can pass.
Two-way player.
Two-way player would be, you're a two-way player. Yeah. You can play defense and offense.
You got to be able to play in your own end.
Both sides of the puck.
And then
be able to play in your own end.
I would say five again. You have a good-looking wife or girlfriend.
Right.
Well, that's in there. That's important.
What do you do with yourself?
You know, like, do I want to? I want a star.
Yeah.
I want a guy that rises to the occasion.
Pierre-Luc Dubois fit in the city of angels?
That I don't know.
Will he be a star? Will we see him at a nightclub?
I so wish that.
Do
Austin,
we see this
Austin
guy
Matthews
at the Bootsy Bellows? You might see it.
I wish he did.
Who?
Matthews.
Well, he'll have the option next year.
Well, he could have came this year.
No, he's not on.
He's not unrestricted.
I believe he is. Is he not?
No. He's got one more year left. But I'll tell you again, and I'll say this again. Now everything's been blown up. After I saw Connor Bedard's interviews and the press tour that he's been on, Connor Bedard is a weirdo.
He's very awkward right now.
He wears weird shoes.
Yeah.
He is a weird kid. He's weird.
His eyes are always darting around.
All right. Prior to seeing him in his press tour, I said, okay, we trade Matthews and Marner for Bedard, straight up. We're going to do that deal.
You would have done that?
I would have done that before I saw Bedard interviewed and his weird shoes with no socks. Now I'm off him, and he's a weirdo, and I don't think he's got what it takes.
Don't a lot of the kids do the no socks with the shoes?
The problem was he didn't have lace-up.
Upshaw had socks on.
He didn't have a lace-up shoe. He had a slide-on, like, pointy shoe. It was like what we wore in the early 2000s. He's now wearing it. But he's not signed.
Maybe he's bringing it back.
No, he's not a Versace
From
guy.
What I've heard, his draft interviews were very well-received.
Oh, really?
That's what I hear.
Okay, well, what I'm saying now is I don't make that trade, and I trade those two to who's the second pick? There's got to be some big European stud defenseman.
There's got to be some Victor Hedman
on
there.
Yeah, I think there is, actually. That's what I'm doing. I'm still moving them, but I'm just not moving them for Bedard, which is much easier to do.
Listen, I think that, no disrespect to anybody else on the draft, but I think theoretically there's a pretty decent drop-off after Bedard, right?
Yeah.
He's like,
I think the second guy is pretty...
I think he
right,
is.
He might be, could be a Hall of Famer, but he's not the generational guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Sean, we were talking yesterday on the over-under of points for Bedard. What do you think?
I said 70. Well, what do you think? Well, he doesn't care. He's not going to base my opinion on opinion on mine. No.
No, I'm not. 70? That's like a real fucking safe number to hit there, Kev. That's a little less than a point a game.
We were saying if you were going to...
Power play.
And by the way, it turned out... Well, go ahead.
He might be accurate. I feel awkward now because I don't know where to go. I got to go above or below, and I don't think below is real.
That's generally how it works.
I don't think below is real. I don't think he has less than 70.
But what would you put his over-under at? How many points do you think Bedard should have?
That's what I'm... Should have?
What's a successful season
for him?
What do
you think he's going to have? Yeah.
Well, first of all, guys, my definition of success is not rooted in points, okay? I want development. I want to see the dog. I want to see this kid rallying.
I don't disagree.
All right, all that stuff.
See him play with a little fucking chip on his shoulder. He's got to be careful. He'll get killed.
He gets 26 goals, 30 assists.
26 goals.
Oh, that's getting... 56
points.
Yeah. Right. Vegas has him at 72.
Remember Jack Hughes. Remember what Jack Hughes did his first year.
Yeah, he wasn't great.
We were all questioning whether this kid had it.
And he does. By the way, you know what else he's got is he got that dog in him.
He's got that dog in him.
At the end.
Yeah. Oh, you got him?
Oh, yeah.
He had a couple of good showings.
Tyler Toffoli. Good friend of mine. I like him
really?
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was rooting for him. I wanted the Islanders to get him. I mean, but, you know, it's not like he's a secret at this point. This guy's good.
Oh, Toffoli went to New Jersey?
Yep.
Yeah.
Fucking New Jersey
is
not fucking around. I just got goosebumps.
Yep.
What a move.
Yeah. What do you think of the branding opportunity to Toffoli's guacamole?
I'll run it by him.
Yeah, just, you know.
Run it by him, man.
Just get me in there.
Toffoli's guacamole.
Toffoli's guacamole. By the way, Toffoli does rhyme with guacamole,
yeah,
Scott.
It does.
So you're right about that.
You guys don't seem to like it too
much.
Well,
what other food rhymes with Toffoli or guacamole?
Do you know that he likes guacamole?
I would assume he does. Who doesn't like guacamole?
Did you love everything you pitched back in the day? Like those Nerf things.
You're going to sell Toffoli guacamole in New Jersey?
Did you ever sell something that you weren't really a part of when you were a youth in your commercial days?
Of products from the evil empire.
Like what?
That evil is the marketing agencies of America. No.
Name one.
I never did anything. I never did like any oil commercials.
What about that stupid computer you sold?
Yeah.
Stupid computer, the Commodore 64?
Yeah.
It's not a stupid computer, bro. It was the first household computer.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You were the first pitch kid?
Commodore.
They sent me home with one. Oh, wow. I don't want to talk about
it. But I mean, also, Chelios is chili.
Chelios chili. Timo Meyer.
This guy. He's going to be playing with guacamole, Toffoli guacamole.
Yeah.
Timo Meyer.
Yeah.
He's an interesting looking fella. Yeah. Where would you say he's from? Finnish?
I'd say he's a rich looking fella right now.
Yeah. 8.8 AV, 8 times 8.
I would say it's a little overpaid there.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
I would agree with you.
Thank you, Sean.
I would agree with you. Oh, these kids did a number, yeah?
Yeah. So they're at the Formula One up in Montreal, and these guys are kind of like.
Are these the Hughes brothers?
No, it's Zegras, Cole Caulfield, and Jack Hughes.
Jesus Christ.
So they all played on the same NTDP team. That's like the swag that Formula One gave them.
Sorry, what did you just say? They played on the what?
NTDP.
What is?
It's like the American National League Development Program.
National
Team Development Program.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're playing on the same hockey team.
Yeah.
They're not just rubbing shoulders. And
well, they used to when they were young.
Yeah.
And now they've been brought together as
national leaguers.
Yeah. They are pitchmen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't love it.
So they all are young.
You don't love this?
I say you keep your distance a little bit.
They're all young. Yeah, right?
They should keep their
distance. Don't rub elbows with the enemy.
If there is Zegras and Hughes are just like happen to be buddies, like whatever, we can deal with it. But as a general rule, you know what I'm saying.
They definitely
You know who's not in this photo? Big Luch.
No, Luch is not there.
Luch doesn't want anything to do with that photo. Okay.
They got a fee.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you think they just went for the shits and giggles? No, these kids got paid for this. If they didn't get paid, then they should all three call me and we'll talk about who your agent is.
Formula One.
And we'll get, because signed up with them.
No, they probably they probably went. They got the rollout treatment, right? That is currency.
Now, gentlemen,
if they just get pulled up and they're in, all of a sudden they're in a pit or whatever.
Right. No,
gentlemen, I don't want to brag.
No.
Okay.
No, you don't.
I'm not sure if Kev, you guys ever even made it into this type of circle, but the man known as Guy, who created Cirque du Soleil, he used to throw these Formula One parties in Montreal pre-cell phone.
I've been on his boat.
Man's been everywhere.
Good guy, Guy.
Good guy.
He owns Cirque du Soleil. He's got a gazillion dollars.
Yeah.
And he fucking gets after it. By the way, good guy to go to a fucking Formula One game, Formula One race with, I'm guessing, right?
Good guy to throw a party during Formula One week.
He's a guy you want to be next to.
Tense.
Is this at, in Monaco?
Yeah, wherever.
Montreal.
No, I know that one was, but I mean, Formula One, I think the big spot is Monaco.
No, no, yeah, he does it in Montreal because he's a French guy. He's a Montreal guy.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the guy that started.
Boats in Monaco.
Yes.
Yeah, yachts. No boats in Montreal.
So we were talking about how Hughes has the dog in him a little bit.
Look at this kid.
This fucking kid is so good looking and cool.
He looks like fucking Richard Gere.
I mean, he's a fucking movie
star. Jack, first and foremost, congratulations on being a finalist for the Lady Bing. Now, this is a trophy that goes to the most gentlemanly player. So I got to ask, what are the qualities in your life make you a gentleman?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm here because I don't take many penalties, but yeah, it's a big award and happy to be here. And, you know, to have Nico and Coach Ruff here, it's good to be here.
Your mom would say you always say please and thank you, though, right? I mean, you're a polite guy.
Yeah, I'm a good guy. I hold doors for ladies, you know, so I'm a good guy.
That'd be good if anyone... It's a New York Islander schedule release, and here are a
This is what
Long
the Islanders,
Islanders
are pumping out on their social. The schedule.
Oh, my gosh. The Buffalo Sabres. New Jersey Devils.
Colorado
Avs.
The Philadelphia Flyers.
The Canes.
The Washington Capitals.
You guys really do talk like that.
I mean, this is just the cringiest shit ever.
Los Angeles Kings.
The Edmonton...
I'm sorry.
Oilers.
This is...
Someone
I said it's not far from
Arizona
the truth.
Desert Dogs.
It is what it is.
Someone is getting paid a lot of money to come up with this.
Montreal I can't do a Long Island accent. I can do a Queens one before. It's hard.
This is a long piece of content for this.
Hold on, I like it.
It's their schedule release.
Stadium Series.
Islanders versus Rangers.
Islanders versus Rangers. Say, do your Long
Interesting
Island.
Interesting piece of content.
Do your Long Island thing.
Say, what do you mean?
Islanders versus Rangers.
Islanders versus the Rangers.
Hey, he took his foot off the gas on it
bit. I mean, that's just, listen, I've lived in L.A. for 412 years, bro. I mean, eventually the accent goes away. I pick it up pretty quick when I go home.
Yeah.
But,
you still got it.
Do I?
Yeah. I think
Weekapog?
So. Huh? Patchogue.
Patchogue.
Hall of Fame high schooler.
First, probably inaugural class.
God, you know, I still haven't got a DM from Jack. I'll go on the record and say.
You're hurt by it. You are. A little bit.
He follows me.
Look at him. He's literally on his phone right now.
Scotty.
He's looking at that DM. He just looked at that DM.
He just ghosted you.
Scotty, you are completely accurate.
Yes.
That is bullshit.
That's bullshit.
Because I've been walking around for the last few weeks
thinking
going.
He's got his phone.
Hey, just guy's having fun. He left his phone. He's fucking. He's checking out.
Yep.
He had a five-hour tattoo. Of course he's got his
You
phone.
Don't think he saw my DM?
You don't think he did the deep dive Instagram when you get a tattoo for 4 hours? That's the best time. That's probably when he saw it.
Jack, I love you, but that is the fucking craziest tattoo I've ever seen. I mean, that is a rookie move. What if you win four, bro?
Exactly.
You went too big.
But he goes...
You're going to go thigh, calf?
It's my first one, so it's my
right,
first
but then... So you'll center, you'll do this...
The first one's always the most
Sean
important.
Sean is exactly
Kevin,
right.
Kevin, stop it.
Sean is exactly right. You got to just get, like, the cup.
By the way, that is
the Stanley Cup only
one.
Because you want to add on
add
as
rings.
You go to your career.
If you're going to be that crazy and do that tattoo on you.
Yeah. That would have been big trouble for Mike Bossy. You know? Mm-hmm. Start running out of things.
He would have ran out of room. Mess as well.
Mess is out of room.
Okay.
Bossy would have maybe just made it, but Messier's got one on each arm. And legs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Front
and
back.
He goes sleeve. if he was like, Jackie, go double thigh.
And then probably calf,
yeah,
low calf.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to bring that up. The location is just horrendous as well.
Well, by the way, Ranger fans are the best fans in the world. And there are some beautiful diehard Ranger fans that have 94 tattooed, and they always do it on their right calf.
The calf.
Yeah. And
have you ever seen an Avery tattoo?
No, a lot of kids named after me.
Right.
I'll take the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking,
it's legacy, bro.
It's pretty special. We named Nash after Graham Nash of Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young.
Mm-hmm. I got it. But I mean, it looks like a fan tattoo. That's what fans get.
I mean, I guess if but he's not a fan.
I know he's not, but he just got a fan tattoo.
He is a world champion with a Stanley Cup on his leg.
Yeah, me and Jack are...
It's not like the face tattoo, Tyson's face tattoo. I mean,
it's almost as bad. You know, I was just going to let this slide. It's almost as bad. All right, you have to wear a long short for the rest of your life.
He's probably got to get it colored in. This might only be phase one.
I don't know. I actually like Tyson's face tattoo. I love it.
I think he's grown into it
has.
Oh, he's made the best of it.
All right. Well, Jackie boy. Mm-hmm. That's it?
That's the package.
Good. Can I get a little bit more angry at this?
Sure.
That is fucking crazy, Jack.
Yeah.
That you did that. Mm-hmm. That is a wild, wild move on your part, brother.
What's the most upsetting part about the clips for you today? The tattoo or Upshaw's pants?
They are almost on the same level.
Upshaw could take those pants off, just throw them away.
Yes.
Now those images will live forever.
This picture. What the fuck was he thinking?
Did you reach out to him after he gave you that little shout out?
I did, yeah.
You said,
who?
Throw the pants
I
away.
Said, oh yeah, we saw it with
Upshaw.
Oh, I thought you meant Anders Lee.
Yeah, Captain doesn't talk in the offseason, bro. Appreciate it.